Welcome to Primary Attribute, where our Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they/them pronouns.
Hey, my name is Adam. I play as Vons, and Vons, and Vons sometimes plays as other people. We all use he/him pronouns, including the other people that Vons is playing today. And yeah.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they/she pronouns, and so does this person who Jesse is playing, who canonically does not have a name until they do. Kind of.
Twist.
Twist!
All right. If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It's very encouraging. You should do it for every other podcast to listen to as well. This is part two of Punch Buddies Clubhouse.
Oh, Punch Buddies Clubhouse.
The recap is go listen to part one.
Yeah, the recap is you do not talk about Punch Buddies Clubhouse.
It's going to make the rest of this episode real weird as we sit in silence for 50 continuous minutes. Only for the audio software to cut it down to about 5 seconds.
Yeah, it saves on some work, doesn't it?
Yeah. Why do more podcasts not just have dead air? But okay, so we rejoin our heroes is a strong word. At least for the characters they're playing, we rejoin the protagonists. So to reframe it, in case you've decided to jump in and just buckle in without a recap or anything else, we are doing an acting for Gex, a lizard creature of semi-indeterminate origin and ability who really likes actings, as he likes to call them. So we were in the middle of the acting. We have Original Recipe Vons as a Kyle Dorden, I believe.
Yep, Kyle Dorden. That character that we all know and love.
We have Tyler Durden at home.
We do have Tyler Durden at home.
We have Jesse playing the narrator. We have Aramith Mafenwy playing Annabelle, as she is called in this one. And then a rotating cast of other folks playing various side characters as needed, up to and including Gex himself. So, last time, people were starting to post up. Oh, wait, I should do Gex's voice. It is I'm here. The edit's going to be weird. So, before we took our break, you all were having people start lining up outside your door, and you think about how you finance this whole crazy scheme and have time to do this shit. Jesse.
Yeah.
Your boss has called you into his office.
Oh, hey. Yeah, I've been wanting to talk to you. I feel like you're like doing a really bad job at being my boss, and also I know a lot of shit about what's going on here, and so I think that you should like let me do whatever I want and still pay me like a lot of money and give me like a bunch of travel vouchers, whatever the fuck that is.
Gex puts on a clip-on tie and scrambles on top of a desk.
They couldn't have just invented travel vouchers, could they? Gasp.
You know, Fight Club needed more time with accounts payable. Just getting reimbursed for things. Anyway, I'm a fantastic boss. How dare you? And also, what could you possibly know?
I know that, you're letting people die, probably, because of money. Yeah, I know that you're letting people die because of money. That's what I know. Because I've been doing my job, and I am not stupid and can put pieces together. Haha.
How did you figure it out? It was only our entire business model.
I mean, I think it's because it's your entire business model.
Security flaw.
And just so that I make this, like, very, very clear, I back up and I start punching myself in the face and like dragging myself around the room by my clothes and making myself just look like beat to shit.
Holy shit, you're amazing at this. It's like you've done it before.
It's so weird. It really is like I've done this before.
Bizarre. Also, oh no, now you can frame me for hitting you.
Yeah, I mean, I am gonna crawl to your crawl on my knees through all of the broken stuff in your office so that I get even more messed up looking.
My glass baubles. No.
and it's definitely going to look like you're, like you were the one who fucked me up. Please no, I say when the security guards come in.
It isn't what it looks like.
I just start crying.
He's just so excited about the promotion he's getting where he works from home and gets paid an obscene amount of money.
I hope that that's not really what's going to happen, I say, as I wink so that only he can see.
I give you the things you want.
Cool. I gotta go tell Tyler. He's gonna be so excited that we have a lot of money now. Hey, Tyler.
Is that your capital R roommate?
That's my,
to use the 90s parlance.
That's my, he's my roommate. What? Like, that's weird?
So you head off to tell Tyler. It's very exciting. We cut back to the current moment, I guess.
I noticed that, like, with all of these people who have, like, moved into the house, they're kind of, like, it kind of seems like there's more going on here than just, you know, having fun, weird, you know, shenanigans times.
No. It's project shenanigans now.
Oh.
It's like a whole project.
We're crafting.
Way more organized.
But, like, this isn't, I mean... But, like, sure what? Like, what's the point, though, man? Like...
Yeah, it's great.
What are we doing, though?
Cool stuff. You don't talk about it. The first rule of Project Shenanigans is ask no questions. I'm not being a dictator or anything. Just, you know, don't ask questions.
Oh.
It's more fun that way. It's more shenanigan-y.
But, like, even me? I thought I was special.
See, now you're getting, like, this whole attitude thing, and it doesn't feel like a healthy relationship when you put it that way. It's like, you have to be special now, and, you know, we didn't make that relationship agreement. It's like, you know, nobody said we were exclusive.
Oh, yeah, you definitely read the ethical slut and not, opening up, huh?
I read it backwards.
Sorry. That's such a narrow casted joke.
I bet you our number one fan will get it. Hello, redacted number one fan.
We appreciate your support.
Do we have a tracker on who the number one fan is? Are we watching them right now? Is this a 1985 thing?
Okay, we're going to bleep this, but it's and he definitely has multiple partners.
Uh-huh.
Or he has, at least in the past. I don't know if he currently does, but he, yeah.
Well, I know half the people I've convinced to watch this thing have multiple partners.
So I feel like we all get it.
Yeah.
That wasn't as narrow-casted as you.
Yeah.
I mostly meant general audience wise, but yes, I suppose if I control it for the folks that listen to our podcast, it is significantly less narrow.
Who else are you going to control it for?
I would just imagine the average, like, actual play listener who also knows the title of both of those books.
Anyway.
Yeah. If those folks from Critical Role ever send us a nod, yeah, sure. No. Everybody read The Ethical Slut now. Go on. Get to
We're opening up.
It's a graphic novel. Okay. Oh, while you're reading graphic novels, you also have to read Understanding Comics by, Scott McCloud?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, y'all are having a relationship issue.
Yeah, like, I don't know, man. You just, like, bummed me out with, like, you know, all of this stuff.
I don't know. It feels like you're putting a lot of expectations on me. And I've already got this, like, Punch Buddies clubhouse to, like, I'm writing homework for them. And you know what it takes to grade that homework? And then this whole Project Shenanigans thing, like, it's a lot of time. Hey, let's get in a car.
Yeah, okay.
Unfortunately, Jesse has to work out some aggression first. Also, several other things happen.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I've been kind of distracted by this new hotness over here. This
this angel-faced cutie boy right there.
I'm so blonde.
Like, look at him being all blonde and shit.
It's my defining feature.
This extremely blonde man is making me angry. Extremely angry. I'm so incredibly angry. I think I need to have a little bit of a punch buddies time with him.
Jesse, roll a strength check as we cut to the punch buddies clubhouse. Basement. Thing.
Strength check is 24 on a prime.
I am beaten to a pulp. My blondness. My angel face. Eh.
Was Kyle watching me? Was Kyle watching
yeah.
me?
Yeah, was Kyle watching you? Yeah, he was watching you, like, punch up his new buddy, and he's just like, well, that doesn't seem very nice. It's not very buddy-like.
If only I could ask questions about why this is happening.
I wanted to, like, make something beautiful be not so beautiful anymore.
Yeah, I get that. Okay. That sounds great.
Yes, the money line. But all right.
Nailed you have it. No idea how hard it was for me to not just say the line itself. Because as established, it's my favorite line in the whole movie.
All right. So you go, you do this. Unless you want to talk to Kyle more. We cut to you watching the news.
Yeah, I'm watching the news.
The Marker Porous building has caught on fire. You suspect it is a result of Project Shenanigans.
I look around at all the people that live in my house. Was this you guys?
They recite in unison. The first rule of Project Shenanigans is not to ask questions.
Sure, but like, I'm me. You can answer my questions, can't you?
We feel like you don't understand how rules work.
I don't love this, man. I don't fucking love what's going on here anymore, man.
Bring it up with leadership.
This is dumb. I try to find Kyle.
All right. So you try to find Kyle. You find him. You guys are queuing up to go and act as waiters at a conference so you can make the leader of the police feel bad.
Oh, yeah, we should definitely do that.
You put your emotional conversation on hold to go to the police conference, where I, chief of police, go. With Project Optimism, we plan on taking back the streets from gangs and stuff. Something, something, probably war on drugs. But we're going to get to the bottom of this and all these underground fighting clubs. We don't know what their real name is, but we have suspicion. And now that someone else is talking, I will go to the bathroom.
Hey, well, guys, let's follow him to the bathroom for no real reason.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Act normal. Boy, do I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, I think we all got to go to the bathroom real bad.
I am full of urine.
Yeah.
You all go to the bathroom. Jesse, you're trailing behind because you kind of notice that everyone else is leaving. Then you're like, but I want to go too.
Yeah, I follow everybody.
All right. It's me. I'm in the bathroom washing my hands. Oh no, there's so many of you.
Hands? Oh, people.
Yes. You seem like you're about to perhaps assault me.
Yeah, that's what punch buddies do when they go to the bathroom. Pin down guys.
Make a charisma check, Bond. Add 2d6.
20s. Except that's 5. Let's add 2d6. Yeah, that added 10 to a 5. Adding 10 for the level is 25. Minus 1 for charisma, it's 24.
I am convinced. He goes back up to the microphone and says, just kidding, there's no underground crime. Also, I'm not looking shaken for any reason whatsoever. Meanwhile, the rest of you are running to the cars.
Yes, I definitely want to go in the same car as Kyle. This is where we get in the... This is the car thing, right?
Yeah. I would say make a dexterity check, but you end up in the same car.
Yeah, we get in the car and I'm like, what the fuck is going on, man?
They borrowed it from the airport parking garage.
Kyle, make a dexterity check to figure out how well you're driving here as you have a conversation at high speeds.
Oh, that went pretty well. I got a 27.
All right.
28.
The wheel is yours or not, as you choose.
Whee!
So whatever bullshit you want to pull.
I've never driven a car before.
Okay, maybe not that bullshit.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't love what's going on here, and I don't understand why you're doing all of this, like, why we're doing all of this anymore.
Doing what?
All of the shenanigans-y stuff.
Oh, because it's awesome.
But like, it makes me feel weird.
Like, weirdly powerful?
I don't know. Hard to say. Maybe you could talk me into feeling the way that you want me to feel.
That doesn't sound super appropriate. How do
you want to feel? What kind of cult leader are you?
Say, remember your playing character, Vons.
Yeah, Vons is not the best cult leader, is he? God, what would the Vons approach to this be? Hey, you know what? We're just taking down the corporations, okay? Like, they need to come down, and that's what it is. It's shenanigans and, you know, some social justice. It's fun. Aren't you having fun?
I don't know. I don't feel very, like, alive again, man. Remember? Like, when we used to feel alive?
What?
Do you not remember this scene?
I don't remember what that line might mean or how that connects.
You need to try to make the narrator feel alive, say, via irresponsible vehicle piloting.
Yeah. Well, we're having an argument about your level of involvement.
Okay.
Right? this is where narrator's actually upset because he doesn't feel like he's being included, and he's like being left out of the conversations.
You're just like not telling me anything, and it's making me feel bad.
Well, yeah, you're like supposed to decide your own level of involvement here, dude. Like, why aren't you starting any fires?
Because we live in a derelict building.
You're right. That's probably a smart idea not to light it all on fire. That would it'd probably blow up pretty good, huh?
I think so. I don't know.
Well, what do you want from me?
Maybe you should try to prompt our fair narrator into to action, grabbing life by the horns, as it were. Some sort of peril. This fascinating vehicle that you're operating.
Halfway through here, he just kind of lets go of the wheel.
I grab it, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Vons does a slappy fight with your hands, keeping your hands off the wheel.
No!
Make a dexterity check, Jesse.
Slappy fight.
Roll really good.
I rolled a 27.
You rolled really good. However, dexterity is not a prime for you. And also, the script says the car loses control. So, you veer around, feel like you're doing a pretty good job. Actually, Vons also make a dexterity check.
24.
You succeed by 12, or she's Jesse succeeding by 9. My master plan worked. You slap Jesse's hands off the wheel, and you all veer into a ditch and turn over, and Jesse, you wake up, and you're being pulled out of the car.
Whee!
Oh, I feel like I was driving this car, actually, but I also feel alive now.
Second rule of Project Shenanigans is self-actualization.
Yeah, never mind the two guys that were in the back. Like, we didn't even notice them.
We're over here. We're both fine. Thank you for checking.
Yeah, that's why you get in the back seat. Safer back there.
Hey, I think I'm going to be okay.
Yeah, I'm going to disappear for a while.
Oh, well, that's sad.
Later.
Oh.
You go to sleep, and when you wake up, it turns out Kyle did actually dip.
Oh, no. Kyle dipped.
But not before getting the house rolling.
Kyle dipped. Dang. I'm like wandering around the house and I'm like, holy shit, this is even more than I thought it was. There's so much going on. Where did Kyle go? Oh, why is Annabelle here?
I say the first rule of Project Shenanigans, not asking questions. Also, some chick is here for you.
Hey, what do you want?
Well, I just hadn't heard from you in a while and was trying to figure out what's going on.
I mean, why would you hear from me?
Is that a trick question?
No. Is the Is that a trick answer? What are you talking about? You just kind of hang out here when you're not fucking Kyle, and I don't know what that... What?
You're always like this. Hot and cold. Associated and disassociated.
Like what?
You know what? Fuck you.
Yeah, okay.
Good luck with whatever this is.
Yeah, do you have any idea what this is?
I'm already walking away.
Aw. I do like watching her walk away.
Aramith just gives you a wink. She walks off.
But you don't have time. You're interrupted by some people rushing around.
Oh, no. What's going on?
We're all rushing around. Things went bad.
What are you guys doing?
There is a thud as a body is placed upon the kitchen table.
What did you do?
Listen, things went real bad. So, we had a cool plan. We were just going to destroy a giant statue of an orb. You know how orbs be.
Yeah, those orbs. Never letting you rewrite them.
And trash a Starbucks. I mean, a franchise coffee bar. Cough. And then they got Bob. The cops shot him.
Oh, not Bob. Not Bob.
Here lies Bob. They were cool.
Oh, they outlawed those magic missile wands.
Feels like cheating. They never miss.
We have to get them to a hospital. We gotta get some healers on this.
Jesse, make a wisdom check to examine Bob's current condition.
That's a dirty 20 on a prime.
You're pretty sure Bob's head needs to be in more of a coherent piece than it is right now.
Oh, God. Okay.
Everyone rears back as you, pull the cover off.
Why did you bring him back here?
We need to get rid of the body. Maybe with all this lie we have.
It's not a body. It's not just a body. This is a person. You guys can't just, like, fuck around.
That's right. We also all don't know each other's names, I think.
That is so weird. How do you not know each other's names?
We all came up with cool call signs. Like Spike and Flash and Goose.
No, Goose is legally distinct. Goose is from somewhere else. Unless you want there to also be a Maverick.
I just identify with Geese. I think they're terrible. In a shenanigans way.
Got an awkwardly long neck.
This is terrible. No, okay. Well, so,
next you're going to tell me they had a name.
He did have a name. They had a name.
What could their name possibly have been?
Their name was Roberto. Roberto last name. His name was Roberto last name. His name was Roberto last name.
They all start chanting. His name was Roberto last name. His name was Roberto last name.
I can't handle this. I'm going to try and figure out where the fuck Kyle went.
All right, Jesse, make an intelligence check.
Man, I'm rolling really well. That was a 22, not a prime.
All right. You figure the best way to do this is to use all those travel vouchers. You're going to go here, there, and everywhere across this great, beautiful country, arcs, whatever, vague setting of ours.
Yeah, I'll go to whatever is the first place that I think that Kyle went.
Yeah, you would have found a collection of...
Yeah, I must have found like a collection of already used travel vouchers.
Ah, yes.
Or like plane tickets or something.
You go to the place most likely to have random fights. Philadelphia.
Yes? Sure.
Make a charisma check to try to ask around. Dear Philadelphia, you're great.
I rolled it. That's 28.
That's pretty fucking good.
So I'm in Philadelphia, and I'm asking around.
Yeah, and everyone is just going. Everyone's not telling you anything. Because the first rule of Punch Buddies Clubhouse is to not talk about Punch Buddies Clubhouse.
Man, I hate that. Man, I hate that rule. Yeah, okay, fine. Okay, I'll go to the next place.
You criss and you cross and you applesauce. All these different places. Make a wisdom check.
It's a 13 on a prime.
Something feels really fucking weird, but you have no idea what.
I'm not a fan of this. I don't love wandering around figuring this out.
You find yourself in some cold, damp place that people live for some reason called Seattle.
Everywhere you go feels familiar and smells just a little of fox butt.
For some reason, you feel the need to search for a Rite Aid that no longer exists. Shout out to like our first episode. All right.
Oh, yeah.
But all right. Vons, I'm having you fill in here. Put on this hat.
Uh-huh.
Now we know you're a different character. You're working a bar when Jesse comes in.
Oh, I'm new recipe Vons, aren't I? Cool Vons.
Sure. Cool Vons, get over here. I got you this cool hat. You will notice that it's not a fedora. This is very important.
Hey, have you met me before? Or, like, do you know people, like, who I would know?
Quick aside. Is this the one that actually does tell her, or one of the ones that don't?
This is the one that actually fesses up.
Ah, okay.
It's like, hey.
Take two.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know a guy named, Kyle Dorden?
Is this a test, sir?
No? What does that mean? No, it's not a test.
Well, you were standing here last week asking me how security was, and it's reasonably good. I mean, very good. It's very good security. It is the best security.
Billy definitely didn't write his password down and leave it out somewhere again.
Change my password every day.
That seems like maybe too often.
Today is Wednesday, so the password is Wednesday 1.
I feel like you're a soft point. And wait, let me get this straight. You talk to me?
Uh-huh. You sure this isn't a test?
No, it's definitely not a test. You talk to me about security for Punch Buddy's clubhouse?
Yep, a whole bunch.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
And like, now this may seem like a weird question, and you're going to ask me if it's a test, and I'm going to say it's not again. It really is not a test. What's my name?
You're Tyler Drobin. Drobin? Drobin. Kyle. I never got the last. Oh, it's Kyle. Yeah, you're Kyle. I'm sorry. I'm no good with names. Kyle, that's you.
Good character.
You're the one who gave me this weird burn on my hand. Dick move, by the way.
I just have this, like, very weird sensation. Like, I need to talk to Annabelle.
There's a bathroom over that way.
And next to the bathroom is a payphone. You call Annabelle.
I call Annabelle. Hey, what's my name?
Is this you being weird?
It's not. Why does everyone keep asking me if it's a test?
Okay, that's also weird.
No, it's not a test. I don't know what that means, and I need you to tell me what is my name.
Your name's Kyle. Is that some weird sex thing?
I mean, it could be if you want it to be.
Tempting, but no. She hangs up as you disassociate.
I turn around, and I feel like Kyle is right there.
But he's not.
Was he not?
You feel a need to get Annabelle away from all this, as you remember all the stuff you did.
Oh, shit. I'm remembering how I set up a whole bunch of terrorist shit. What the fuck? What happened to me? Who am I? What's going on? How did this happen? I go back to the city that we live in.
Plain noise. You're back.
And I find Annabelle, and I'm like, hey,
what do you want, Kyle?
Come have some food with me, and, I'll tell you, and, I don't know who we can trust. Probably no one.
Well, this isn't rapidly escalating in weirdness. You go to a restaurant.
I'm like, hey, you need to, like, leave town.
What?
And not come back until...
Double what?
Yeah, I just... So, like, I haven't really, like, understood what our relationship meant to me for some reason. Because I feel like maybe I was just, like, maybe a little bit too much in love with myself. And,
See what you did there.
That's more self-aware than you've ever been.
Yeah, well, I'm... But like, now I'm sort of starting to realize that, like, our relationship was maybe more important to me than I thought. And, but, like, I feel like you're just, like, in a lot of danger because of all the crazy shit that I've been doing, that I don't know that I, like, really was very much aware of all of the consequences of at the time. And, you just gotta get out of town. It's very important.
Jesse, make a charisma check.
Please. I love you, so you have to go. I got a 24 on a, not a prime.
I'm convinced, but only because you're going to give me a giant pile of money.
Here's a lot of cash, there's a bus. Here, I stopped it in the middle of the street. Nothing bad will happen from this.
Hey, that person's fucking with public transit.
It's not public transit, that's a bus line.
That person's fucking with the closest thing we have to public transit in this capitalist hellscape. There was going to be a joke about terrorism here, but I've given up on it in the script, so...
Is this where I get jump scared by Kyle again?
Well, first off.
Oh, I'm going to go to the police station.
I've gotten in the bus. I'm being driven away.
Good.
The police station.
Hey, I'm responsible for a giant terrorist criminal conspiracy, and I think that you should arrest me right now. Arrest me right now, please.
Oh, you know who that has to be.
What?
Hmm?
You know who that has to be. Who he's talking to there, like.
It is us.
Yeah. The police.
And we are taking you to an interrogation room. Here is this arson investigator guy who definitely showed up earlier.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Yeah, so I was also responsible for my apartment getting blown up. And sorry for dicking you around, but here's a bunch of information that you should definitely go investigate about me and my criminal organization.
Lucky is wearing a jacket that says arson investigator and looks at you like you're fucking nuts. And looking at you like you're fucking nuts.
Yeah, I just, like, you should go check it out. And
also, where are your pants?
That hasn't happened yet.
Oh, never mind. Well, I'll go check this out. I feel like whenever anyone tries to turn themselves in for leading a terrorist cell, you should at least, you know, follow up a little bit.
Probably for the best, yeah.
I will be back. These other officers, I'm sure, will do a fine job keeping you safe while I am gone.
Probably.
She leaves.
Hey.
You weren't supposed to tell him that.
What are you talking about? Oh.
You said you'd say that.
I said I'd say what?
You said you'd say that, too. And rule 128 is if you go to the cops, get castrated, I guess.
Oh my god. Well, it's a good thing that I don't have, balls?
Rule 128, Clause A says, or closest equivalent punishment.
Oh, well, I don't want to have anything happen that would be equivalent to that, so...
Well, we're all trying to pin you down.
Oh, no.
Jesse, make a strength check.
Okay. That's a 23 on a prime.
A true act of heroism was avoiding the grapple rules, but you also get out of their grasp. Albeit sans pants. Oh, and you grab one of their guns.
I threaten them with their gun.
I am extremely threatened.
Don't follow me. I'll get ya.
Oh, dang. It's like they're a sword sprinter.
Sorry, I forgot that was from Sword Sprinter.
All right, you make your escape somehow. You escape from a police station with an officer's sidearm and no pants, and no one notices you.
I just start running. I run really far.
You run so far. You run from one part of downtown this city to a different part of downtown this city. And it's clearly very far away.
I'm very, like, confused about, I think that something really bad is about to specifically happen. And I'm trying to figure out how to, like, deal with it.
Make an intelligence check.
It's a 17.
You remember that they are planning to blow up some financial buildings, credit card companies, to reset the debt.
I feel like that is not a thing, but I...
In the world of this acting, where everything is kept on paper, with exactly one copy, and that is considered authoritative. And also the banks aren't real, I guess, so...
Yeah.
It's also possible that you did not think through this plan.
I go to the bank, the credit card company's place.
Go to the parking garage.
I go to the parking garage.
Where there is a cart, vehicle, van, thing, full of explosives.
Oh no.
Made from human fat and other household ingredients. I realize I've implied human fat as a household ingredient one casually has.
I mean...
People aren't you, Vons.
It's not always human.
I mean, I have a lot of fat around my household. I just don't think that it is really constitutes an ingredient.
I'm really attached to mine.
But all right, you find the van, and you go in, or you start to go in, and who should show up and shove you back but Kyle?
It's me!
Oh my god, it's you.
Why
do I still have so much attraction to you, even now?
I was supposed to appear in your hotel room, but this works.
Sorry.
Well, that would have been even more homoerotic. I'm just saying that's that.
We flash back to the hotel room.
Oh, wow.
Look, it's Kyle.
Oh wow! Hi. I'm not a fan of what you are doing in my head, man. But also, like...
What I'm doing...
Yeah, what you're doing.
What I'm doing...
Yeah, you're doing
it. It's not me doing it. This is on you, Buster.
God, why do I still want to kiss you?
Actually, that's a whole Freudian thing at this point.
Okay.
Like, you could, but it'd you know, be close to, like, masturbation, really.
Feel like more masturbation would have solved this a lot sooner.
Yeah, it might have.
That's the real moral of this movie, kids.
Yeah. Might have helped you get more sleep anyway.
Yeah. Like, seriously, why wasn't I just wanking myself to sleep every night when I couldn't sleep back at the beginning?
Yeah, that doctor was full of shit, wasn't he?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that doctor. That doctor had a lot of things that he should have done or said that he did not do or say.
Including not having a patient visit in a hallway.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that violates HIPAA.
Yeah, could have prevented a lot of tragedy.
Yeah.
Did this happen before HIPAA?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Can't remember when HIPAA happened.
Get at us, medical lawyers.
Oh, HIPAA happened in 1996. So when this was written, it hadn't happened yet.
Aha.
But when it was filmed, it would have, so.
We're such an educational podcast.
for certain values of educational, I guess. Anyway, back to the parking garage, I guess.
Seeing Tyler again had reminded you of that horny yet semi-masturbatory encounter in the hotel room. So you had that flashback, but now you're here. By Tyler, I meant Kyle. Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. Uh-huh. I'm not gonna let you do this. You're not allowed.
Yeah, I am. I just wait for you to sleep, and then I do whatever. Ha ha ha. And then the rest of the time, you're awake, but you think you're me, or I think I'm you. We're kind of each other. It's like real, like, why are you so into yourself?
Well, have you looked at you?
Oh, I know. I'm hot.
I don't know what to do about the fact that you're, like, insanely hot, but you're also me.
Yeah, check it out. I'm wearing a fur for, like, no reason. Super redundant.
You're already a fox. You don't need to wear fur.
Yeah.
I'm also very into the mesh tank top that you're wearing.
Yep, super normal. I look like I belong in a Macklemore video.
Oh, you really do? Oh, no. Oh, fuck. Well, there's my boner gone away.
But remember, this movie is set, this acting is set in a time before Macklemore.
He was alive!
Before Macklemore was famous. A glorious past we can never return to.
So I gave him some wardrobe hints.
Okay. Well, I guess there's no fixing time. Unless...
Unless what?
We're already kind of doing a flashback and a flashback if we do another one, so no.
Nope. I'm going to go do more shenanigans now. You're going to pass out by.
No.
Sleepy.
You can try to disarm the bomb.
Yeah, I want to try to disarm the bomb then.
All right. Make an intelligence check.
I know, right? Oh, that's a 15.
Total?
Yeah.
Make a wisdom check.
That's a 16 on a prime.
Roll a d6 and add it to that original check.
The original check?
The original intelligence check, yes.
It's a dirty 20.
There you go.
It's the dirtiest of all 20s.
Well, because partway through, Kyle, you're going like, you don't know what you're doing.
I don't know what I'm doing. But you know what? I bet that Kyle knows what I'm doing. And I bet that if I just like think about what Kyle doesn't want me to do, I'll probably figure it out.
And you do.
Oh.
You also get the urge to wear pleated khakis. I feel like something Kyle wouldn't want, just generally speaking.
Well, I mean, it's not like I got a lot out of wearing pleated khakis myself.
Yeah. At any rate, you disarm it.
Oh, boy.
Now there's only the other, like, six. And then Kyle fucking hauls you out of there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm very mad.
Are we getting into a slap fight?
You are.
You're messing with our plans.
Both of you make attack rolls. Kyle, add 2d6.
I got a 25?
An attack roll?
Yeah.
So that's 5. 10. Pretty sure it's 10.
Did you add your 2d6?
Mm-hmm.
And your base to hit?
Oh, wait. My base to hit is 5, not 1. So 14.
All right. You have a real back and forth. You get some really good shots in. Paws are flying. But eventually, Kyle does overpower you.
Aw.
Because I'm not sure where the script would go.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I don't know. Do you all want to explore that world?
No, I don't want to explore that world.
We narrowly avoid a paradox with the first scene. Could have unlocked an achievement, but it wasn't worth it. And Kyle does overpower you. And you wake up, tied to a chair.
Aw, man.
Towards the tippy top of this important financial building, with a beautiful view of the rest of them. This would be really cool if it wasn't an abandoned floor and you weren't tied up, and the other person didn't have a gun.
I'm not, like, into this. And also, you're me, so why are you, like, threatening me with a gun?
Well, yeah, I've got a gun. It's pointed at you. I'm making you sit still.
But, like...
Behave yourself.
But, like, I'm you. You can't control me with a gun, because I'm you.
Uh-huh.
If you kill me, you'll be killing yourself.
Well, I don't have to kill you. I'd certainly, like, slow you down, put lots of holes in you, and
wait,
stuff.
If you're me, and I'm you, then that means that I'm holding the gun on myself.
Well, you figured that out. Good job. Doesn't change anything.
I point the gun at Kyle instead.
Well, yeah, but I'm an imaginary friend. What's, what you gonna do about that? Like,
I shoot at Kyle.
Uh-huh.
It does nothing. Bum, bum, bum.
Which is weird, because punching totally does something. But shooting, no. No, I'm fine.
Kyle just dodges by bending backwards. It's very cool.
I picture in my head holding the gun against Kyle's head, in putting the gun in Kyle's mouth. It's a very sexual moment for everyone.
Yeah, it kind of changes the context of the beginning of this whole thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, what really is happening is that I'm pointing the gun into my mouth and kind of out the side of my...
Kind of pointing it at the cheek.
Kind of pointing it at the cheek. But I'm like visualizing pointing the gun directly at Kyle, and I imagine Kyle has something to say about this.
Well, that's an interesting move. What do you think you're doing there? Because, like, I mean, you know, seems kind of pointless, probably, buddy.
No, I think I'm going to do it. I mean, you're really hot, but, like, you're trying to destroy the world, and I don't think I can be on board with that.
I'm just trying to reset the whole credit thing and, you know, get Bjartels there.
I just don't think you understand how that works at all.
That one really tall Bjartels right there in the middle, I really want to get that one.
Yeah, I think I'm going to just shoot you, and then I shoot the gun.
Make a constitution check.
Okay. Oh, no. That's a 17, not a prime.
Okay.
Well, movie's over.
You get real woozy there. And you wake up to some people from Project Shenanigans coming in with one Annabelle.
Oh, owie, I don't feel good.
Oh, owie, I don't feel good.
Sir, we brought this woman for no reason.
Oh, okay, hi.
Are you okay, dude?
Yeah,
You look like shit.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, man.
I don't agree with these gentlemen about much, but they're right that you look like shit.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
You look, nice, and, I'm sorry that you're here.
Sir, should we do something? Take it to the hospital?
Yeah, go away and, get ready to leave.
Wow, he's so tough and cool.
Yeah, I'm definitely really tough and cool. You're so pretty. How did I never notice you're so pretty before? I feel like...
Probably because you had your head up your own ass.
I feel like my compulsive heterosexuality is really kicking in now.
That's
that
probably
I've
the shock.
Killed the part of me that, was attracted to myself.
There's so much to unpack there.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know that the buildings are about to explode. Well, collapse.
This one?
The other ones. You disarmed the bomb in this one.
Okay. Well, yeah, you guys should leave.
We all left already. We're at the elevator. We're going down. Bye.
Yeah, okay, bye.
Now just I, Annabelle, am here.
Hey.
Hey.
Sorry, I was crazy and, a bad boyfriend and stuff.
Do you have a compelling reason for why that was?
You just, like, met me at a time in my life when I was having a lot of dissociations.
Weird, but okay. There's a countdown. You know these buildings will collapse beautifully any second. Do you want to, like, hold hands while the world ends?
Yeah, actually, I think that sounds really nice.
And you hold hands as you watch building upon building upon building collapse. Surprisingly controlled, given that they're apparently being destroyed by crude bombs in a basement.
Yeah.
And you know they're all abandoned for sure, because you've recruited every single blue-collar worker, and no one was working late that day.
And on a radio somewhere, somebody's playing 90s alternative rock.
And as you watch the... And as you watch it fade, watch the buildings collapse like fireworks, we finished the acting. Good job.
Well, that was a lot, man. I have a lot to think about now. I feel like I understand better why everyone sort of lost their minds about this when it first came out on the acting circuit.
Oh, yeah, it was wild.
Like, a lot happened. Oh, wait. I think at the very end, someone, like, ran through and flashed us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was me. I just wanted to cut a single frame of myself back in there.
Yeah, it's weird that you framed your junk, but I appreciate the dedication of the bit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it kind of... it's a nice book ending, so to speak.
For that scene about Kyle's job, we definitely did.
Yeah.
Listen, a lot happens in this acting.
A lot happens in this acting, and also...
Yeah, good job acting, everybody. Vons, yeah. How you doing?
How am I doing?
I just feel like this could have been an intense role.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Do you want to go be in, like, a romantic comedy or something after this?
No, I was thinking about going to England and filming this thing about a dude that, like, is also an underground boxer, but like sort of like a Romany version of one that just kind of, you know, really likes caravans.
And with just the absolutely least comprehensible accent that anyone's ever heard in their entire life.
Yeah, can you show us your accent work?
Please don't. For real.
Yeah, this is my London accent.
Brilliant. I wonder if they'll redo your character.
I'm from London, don't you know? I'm sure it'll be fine.
Or there'll be a rewrite. One of the two.
Oh, man. So, just to tell everybody, at the very end, before we stop recording, I had this idea when we were at bowling one day, and I was like, this will be the greatest acting that we've ever done. Then we found out that Ian had never seen it, and we couldn't figure out how to make it work with Vaughn's just talking to himself.
Which is a real shame, because Vaughn's and Cool Vaughn's.
Because Vaughn's and Cool Vaughn's would have been great. Didn't work.
Would have been pretty ideal. And yeah, everybody would have seen that coming anyway, so yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, and then there was this whole... And we had, like, scheduling issues and realized that actually, like, just trying to figure out how to do it anyway would be really great if there were only two of us. So that's why we did this.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed. I think it's could be very weird, but probably fine.
Probably fine. The quality you expect from primary attribute. But yeah, we hope you all enjoyed it.
We should be back to normal episodes next time.
Unless it's a Halloween episode.
Oh, yeah, actually, that's true. I think it's a Halloween episode.
It is. At any rate, that's the end of the recording. Where did the editor stop? We don't know. We hope you enjoyed, listener. And see you next time. Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our Blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Ian, who is me. Thank you, me. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute. Doing an acting for Gex, a lizard creature of semi-indeterminate origin and ability who really likes actings, as he likes to call them.
It was barely legally distinct from Gex. Another lizard. Don't worry.
Adam, you're a little quiet.
Oh, shit.
Because Adam is ashamed to remember the 90s. The forbidden knowledge.
Fucking weird, acting that we're going to be doing if Adam doesn't want to remember the 90s.
Specifically, doesn't want to remember the Gex series of video games.
Nah.
Which is not where the name or character came from, but there has ended up being a significant amount of overlap.
A gecko-y character, it seems like, yeah.
Leopard.
I imagine a lot of geckos out there named Gex.
Yeah. But anyway. All right. So we were in the middle of the acting. We have